everything's running smoothly.
Yo, 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 a happy, happy Thursday to ya. My name's Hartzell, this your KC Morning Show. Sorry, a little bit late today, just kinda, you know, just one of those days where woke up, had a nice cup of coffee, and you know what? Just was like, I'm going to take a little bit. I'm going to take a second. I think it's okay for all of us in this new normal, y'all. Just have a cup of coffee, light yourself a J, a marijuana cigarette, if you will, and just take a deep breath. There will never not be good people out there. I just had one of those days where I just wanted to kind of take a pause, threw on a little Star Wars, and I was reminded there's a quote, one of my favorite quotes, a misguided film, but in The Rise of Skywalker, Poe says,
"We're not alone. Good people will fight if we lead them."
So I am reminded, you know, that good people will fight if you lead them, you know? And so let's fight for each other. Let's do that. Let us fight for each other.
I thought we had a shot. There's just too many of them.
But there are more of us, Poe. There are more of us.
Look at this. Look at this.
On the show today, Mayor Sly James, he spoke with us last weekend. Do me a favor, if you wouldn't mind, give us a subscribe. If you want to leave a comment, rate, and review, it goes a long way. And we are in the running for Best Local Podcast. What? It is a stacked field, so we need your help. We need all of your help. Go to thepitchkc.com. Best Local Podcast, the KC Morning Show. That's us. That's you, too. That's you, me. That's all of us. Our KC Morning Hoes. The OGs. I love it. My name is Hartzell. Back in your feeds tomorrow. We'll see you in the morning. It's your KC Morning Show. We had some news this week. Some good news. This is great news with the streetcar expansion.
Amen.
Well, we got news this morning of a $50.8 million grant from the Federal Transit Administration to launch our Kansas City streetcar Main Street extension project. It's a big day for Kansas City. We're realizing a vision for public transportation that has been literally decades in the making. Many folks have contributed lots of hard work, blood, sweat, and tears, literally, to try to make this project happen. And today is really a milestone day, and we couldn't be more excited for the city to make that dream come true. And this is really the first federal stake in the ground that we have a federal partnership that's going to help us build this project sort of on time, on schedule. So we couldn't be more excited.
You know, and that is a hallmark of your administration, sir. Looking back now, you've had some more time to kind of reflect. You know, that's when we talk about streetcar, that is a success, yes. But, you know, you also, you know, you wanted to expand it more on the east side and it didn't go your way. And you know, we have the child care, which is such an important policy of your book. As you now have time to reflect and you can still see your triumphs and you still kind of stew on some of the failures. How is it now, with a little bit more time, being able to reflect in the state of Kansas City, knowing, you know, that, you know, I had that job, but now I'm a private citizen now.
Well, during the 8 years that we were in office, my chief of staff, Joni, now my business partner, and I reflected on this the other day. We had 18 elections. We won 16 out of 18. I don't remember all the ones that we won, but I do remember the two that we lost. Child care and expansion of streetcar.
Voters rejected funds for expanding the streetcar route in 2014. Mayor Sly James thinks it's time for people to reconsider.
But I also think that we can go forward with expansion in the near future, because whatever we do today, it isn't going to be happening overnight. I mean, expansion of this streetcar will take 6-7 years before it's completed, and there's no reason for us to wait 20 years down the road.
Expansion of streetcar probably early, but we wanted to do it while we knew who was in the administration with the Obama administration. I knew Anthony Fox, the Secretary of Transportation. He was very supportive of our streetcar plan, and we thought that if we could get it expanded, then we would have a favorable ear in Washington to get that done. The biggest problems that we had came from people on the east side, and frankly, it's most unfortunate, because it would have offered huge benefits to folks on the east side, but they didn't want it because they were afraid that somehow it would lead to gentrification. Well, we had plans to modify that, and that didn't work. And we also had a couple of fairly racist white folks in southern part of town who literally said to me one day that they didn't want it because they were afraid the wrong people would get on the streetcar and come and rob their houses. I asked them if they had ever seen somebody rob their house and then hop on a bus and try to get away, because the buses sure run through their neighborhood, and that seemed to be didn't be any problem. But that was an opportunity missed. The biggest opportunity missed was the expansion of pre-K.
This has been such a hot button issue for the past several months now. You know, the mayor has been pushing this initiative since last August, but in the end, it just wasn't enough. 66% of the voters had voted no on this, just 34% voted yes. We spoke to Mayor Sly James right after the votes were tallied.
Well, I am emotional. I mean, it's difficult to not be emotional when I know what the consequences of this is. We still have children that are not going to have the quality pre-K education that they need to just close the gap of learning and education so that they have a shot at being successful.
So that the 5,000 kids in the city right now who don't have access to pre-K, who are going to be living the same patterns that they've been living, one is in poverty and lack of educational opportunity, starting school behind and then never catching up, and too many of them winding up in prison where there's a fourth grade reading level. Those things are going to continue until we figure out that if we don't take care of the kids, including the kids that are poor, including kids that are black and brown and immigrant, that we are missing an opportunity to build a workforce of the future and to build leaders of the future. It's an opportunity lost and things that we can't get back. Now, we did elevate the conversations about both streetcar and about childcare, pre-K during those elections, and that's a good thing. And most cities that tried to pass universal pre-K, it took them two or three elections to get it done. Hopefully there'll be some more efforts here to get it done, because right now we're still falling behind. There's nobody in this city who can say that the quality of education across the board is equal, equitable, and outstanding. It's not.
The idea that we can create equitable schools in a segregated society is a myth. Show me where it's happening. It's not happening anywhere. We're one of the few countries in the world that systematically and deliberately spends less money to educate poor children than affluent children.
And frankly, you continue to turn out people who don't have opportunity to get their own stuff, they'll just come and take yours. So it doesn't make any sense to ignore this problem forever. So yeah, we're very much engaged in it. We're not going to shut up. I ain't going away.
There we go.
And I feel like I have the opportunity to say exactly what I want to say now, and I'm going to do it. And frankly, people can like it or not. That's up to them. But I'm going to speak the truth as I see it and as we find out about it, and as the data tells us, and we're going to continue to try to do things and make life better for the most people we can.
Ooh, I like that. That sounds frosty, my friend. The book
Thank
is out, and it's excellent. Like it's a blueprint. It's on us now. A lot of what I gathered from your read is that it's on us. If we want to make this change, we got to do it. We got to be the change that we want to see. The book is called The Opportunity Agenda. It's a bold Democratic plan to grow the middle class. I know you're not running. I know you're not running, but you ain't going nowhere. You are a voice, Mr. Mayor, that people need, and people look to you for your continued leadership. And I can't say thank you enough. If you need a couple bumper stickers, I know a guy that can design something for you. I'm just saying, I'd like to see you back on the trail in some form. If you're not on a ticket, I'd like to see you at least in the room. Is that okay? Can we meet in the middle that way?
Absolutely. You know, the reason that we talk in terms of opportunity Democrats is because we want to get away from the fight between the left and the right. We want to talk about a program that builds opportunity for everybody to build their lives. And that's what opportunity Democrats are all about, not the left side or the right side in that constant interminable fight that they have, and not about catching the rebound from one bad situation and then dribbling to the next.
Yeah.
We need to be focused on opportunity, and that's what the book is about.
Mayor Sly James, is it still a good day to be a Kansas Cityan?
It's always a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. This is an underrated, underappreciated city by folks that don't know anything about it, but the people who live here love it. They treat it with respect. And you can tell that that's true because of the people who did not grow up here and have found a way to be here through athletics or whatever, or through jobs. They don't want to leave once they come in. So yeah, it's a great day to be a Kansas Cityan, and every day is.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.